Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Meg Robinson. Today on the podcast, Pastor Jerry Barber interviews Harvest missionaries Don and Cy Hill about their spiritual journey and ministry in Thailand.
I have two of my favorite people in the whole wide world with us on the podcast today, Don and Cy Hill. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Great to be here.
Yeah. So a lot of people know your story, but some don't. So I wonder if you could just summarize, first of all, how you came to know Jesus Christ.
And I worked as an engineer and then subsequently as a patent attorney, which are all very highly academic fields, you know. So my thinking was always very logical, analytical. And so I grew up without knowing anything about God. And it wasn't until I was in my early 40s that I even opened a Bible and started reading it. And that was because, not of my desire, but the fact that our daughters, Amanda and Alicia, wanted to go to Harvest Community Church as it was being built. And so one day we actually went to church because of my wife, which was not my desire, but we went. And so that was the beginning of my journey and being exposed to the Word of God and ultimately being saved.
So how about you? You had a different background.
Yes. I came from a Buddhist background. I thought I have it all together. I have all the God that I needed. But when came to the church, when Don was saying that, I got up morning and we get the kid ready and came and we heard Pastor Jerry message and basically I want my kid and my husband to have God because I already have Buddhas.
And so that created a process that.
Right.
Early on, Don and the girls seemed to do that, to pursue God.
Yes.
And yet you were interested, but it was very different. What was it that opened turned the light on for you, Cy, that made you want to follow Jesus?
Oh, what made a difference when Don and the girls accept Christ and they've been baptized? And I was struggle with my belief. I was struggle with the in my dream. I dream about everywhere we go. I always being behind, like one block away from them. I never can catch up with them. So that's my fear. Like I even afraid to go, you know, at night to close my eye to go sleep because I don't want to dream that again. Mm-hmm. So that's come to my point that I have to agree, accept Christ, and I can be with them.
Yeah, I know. I remember those. Those were awesome days for you guys. You accepted Christ, both accepted Christ, were baptized, and started growing. So then, Don, if you would walk us through how you changed your profession, actually. You and Cy both were very involved in your own pursuits. Mm-hmm. Walk us through a little bit of that. That's a great God story there.
Well, of course, when we both received Christ, in the beginning, for a few years, it was very inward-focused, wanting to grow in the Lord and learn more about the Bible. And you know, I was reading not only the Bible, but every other book about the Bible that I could get my hands on. But a lot of it was, again, very centered, self-centered almost. Like, I just wanted to grow. I wasn't thinking about other people so much. Mm-hmm. I just was concerned with myself and my family. But then we started, we actually took a course called Perspectives on the World Christian Movement. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we wound up taking it like three or four times, in fact, mm-hmm. because it was so good. And that began to open up our understanding, I think, both of us, that there's a much bigger purpose mm-hmm. and there's a whole world out there that hasn't heard about Jesus. So it began a thought process initially, like maybe someday we could do something like that. But it wasn't really intentional at that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what made it intentional? Because obviously you now live in Thailand. Sai is from Thailand. You're from Florida, and you lived here many, many years.
Yeah.
How did you get from here to Thailand?
Would you say it was kind of just a dissatisfaction, Shorty?
Yeah.
I call her Shorty, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah.
We were just kind of dissatisfied with just going to church, coming home, working.
It's going to be more than that. It'll be more just come to the church every Sunday, you know. We just want to share. You know, the scripture talk about that, you know, if you inherit a lot of goodness of God, you know, he bless you so many things. And he say, don't keep it to yourself. You have to share with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's when this, you know, we decided we cannot do that, go to church Sunday, not share, not tell people that who not know Christ.
And it almost happened kind of without even intentionally planning it, but
yes.
We both one day looked at each other and said, well, she said to me, I'm ready. And I said, well, ready for what? And she said, I'm ready to go to Thailand. And I was already thinking along the same lines. So that began our planning, which wound up being a couple of years probably before we actually left.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were then seriously thinking and planning and praying about going to Thailand.
You know, it's neat just listening to that. Sometimes people ask me, things like, how do you know that God is calling you or leading you to do something?
Mm-hmm.
And I've often seen exactly what you guys experienced, that there was nothing wrong at all in any way about serving the Lord right here. That's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody, every believer to view themselves like they're a missionary to all the people around them.
Right,
and you were
exactly.
doing that. But then sometimes it seems when God has maybe something planned for you differently, he will create that dissatisfaction in your heart.
Yes.
And it's not a selfish dissatisfaction. It's just a desire like, wow, I want to give more time and more energy to this. And that's what you experienced.
I think that's
it?
What we felt,
Yeah. I think it's like, you know, when you have a love, you can't contain it anymore. It's love you can give to, you know, to your family, but yet you can give to your neighbors, you know, your friends. It's the same love. Why would you, you know, hold back? You know, you go ahead and just love everybody, just like Christ loved us.
All right. That's awesome. So right now, Don, would you mind telling the audience what your age is? We're not going to ask Sai. I want to
keep on going
for another day.
I just turned 60.
Okay, 60 years old. And so, if somebody's, you know, over 40, over 50, isn't that too old to be doing something like missions work or serving the Lord? How would you respond to somebody? Maybe there is somebody who is, they're already into their career or something, and they're, maybe their life seems to have been settled in a course, but maybe they're beginning to wonder, what if they think maybe it's too late for me? How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I would encourage anyone thinking like that, that as I did, I looked at my life and I thought, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? You know, I've got at that time, you know, maybe 20, 30 years, or if God's really gracious, more. But what am I going to use that time for? I could just plan for my nice, comfy retirement and retire and sit on the porch rocking or playing golf or, you know, take up fishing, which I don't even enjoy. should I do that, or should I really use those years for something that's got a much greater purpose? And so I felt personally that I didn't want to just, you know, quit working and do nothing. I just wanted to use that time. And I think anyone can, really.
Mm-hmm.
More and more, as I look around at other missionaries, I see missionaries of all ages. Some are really young, right out of college, but some are like us. This is like a second career or third career or even fourth career in my case, I think. But, I don't think there's any limit.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, let's talk in our last segment here about the work in Thailand. So God led you back to Thailand. You started out in Sai's home village. You ended up in a village about 20 minutes away. And God has just already shown you guys fruit. People have been saved and baptized. There's a church going. Tell us, give us a synopsis of what you see happening right now, what you see God doing.
Well, praise God that, you know, He knew exactly where we should settle down because we didn't know about the village we're living in when we first arrived in Thailand. But through a lot of different circumstances, He made it clear, I believe, that this was the place we should live. And so we did actually bought a little piece of land there and had a house built on it, very simple kind of Thai style almost. But when we first arrived in the village, which is a small village, a few hundred people, there was one elderly couple who were Christian. That was part of the thing that stuck out to us as being a sign, if you will, maybe we should concentrate on that area. But nobody else knew anything about God. They really had not heard much about Jesus, if any, about Jesus. And we initially just started loving people and just becoming friends with them, you know, developing relationships. And because we live in the village, we can spend a lot of time with them. So Sai, you know, she spends most of her days just in relationship with neighbors. And I feel like that's really important. And people understand we're not just swooping in, telling them about Jesus, and then going somewhere else. You know, we actually live there. And I think that makes a big difference. So we've seen, you know, we've baptized 15 people, and there are some more believers since the last baptism that really need to be baptized. Some of those are very passionate about God, and some of them not so much, but that's, I guess, true anywhere. Mm-hmm. But what we see is God is revealing Himself to people, and they're beginning to understand that their life is really meaningful. It's not an accident. It's purposeful that God has given them this life, and now they have, you know, the hope of actually being able to be with God. It's amazing.
Well, that's good. So, Sai, it's wonderful, and I know you guys love being there, but it's also at times not easy. How can people here pray for you guys and support you in the work that you're doing there?
People here, or people everywhere who hear us today, so can pray for us and give us strength. That God will give us the power to work, to love people, to show Christ love, that evidence of Christ that can, you know, show in us, or they not see what we have or what they can get from us. So just pray that. So we can, Don and I, we can be a good team, husband and wife, and pray for that too, because the enemy is well there. We see that, and
we could use some partners.
We could use some partners.
Pray God will send some. Yeah. People to come alongside, because we do have a Thai couple who are, you know, partners with us, and it's a godsend. It's a beautiful thing, and they're just wonderful to us. But it's also nice to have people that, you know, you can relate to a little bit more easily from a cultural standpoint. Like, I'm American. I have trouble relating to the way Thais think, and their understanding of the Great Commission is not quite as developed as, you know, ours maybe, and not that we have it all together, but it would be really nice to have somebody who's on the same page as far as, you know, how you reach people with the gospel and the fact that you want people to be disciples who make disciples who make mm-hmm. disciples, you know, that it's not just about your own salvation.
Yes.
That uh-huh. that is.
Absolutely. And that's our vision at Harvest, is to make disciples who make disciples. And you guys have come through Harvest, and God has sent you, and you're doing executing that vision. Praise God for you. How could people contact it? Suppose somebody hears this and they are interested in considering that. Certainly, they could contact us through our website. But is there any direct contact that they could have for you? How could they do that?
Yeah, we do have a website. It's called Harvest Thai, HARVESTTHAI.com. And so they could go on there, and I believe there's a link on there to sign up by email for our newsletter. Or they could just email me at contact@harvestthai.com. So either way, or through Facebook, they could probably find us as well.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us. It's been
a
tremendous joy to have you here in the States. You're getting ready to go back for your next term. But we love you guys and appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out about how you can donate to support the podcast.